anyway. So they're looking to big things for him this year.
Let's hope so. It would be nice. He is a great talent who was vastly underused.
Yeah. And everything I read, they agree. They agree with the talent. They said his blocking improved. You know, and now that a spot opened up, you know, if he has a good camp, I'm sure, you know, he'll be a big benefit from that. Yeah, and then on the U of A AST thing, I heard a comment made yesterday on my way home from work on one of the shows, and it was like, well, you know, if U of A played ASU and then, you know, it would affect the fan base and it would split everybody and then, you know, it would affect U of A negatively and they'd never be the same again. That is just, I don't buy into that. One example, and you would be able to agree with this or verify it. When UCA and ASU started playing, I think it actually helped both programs. They've both certainly done extremely well. You know, whether you can point to that game doing what? Raising awareness or, you know, allowing people to see the two schools play. But anyway, I think it's been a benefit. And, you know, many other places, you know, go back to Wisconsin. Now, they're the only Division I football program, but there's four Division I basketball programs there, and they all play each other. Marquette, Wisconsin, Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and Wisconsin-Green Bay. They play each other, and they've all done well. Like two or three years ago, all four schools were in the NCAA tournament in basketball. So, you know, I just don't see that as being a valid point, that it's going to negatively affect either program by playing.
Well, listen, Packer Greg, you know, I always appreciate you calling in. And every time you call in from now on, I'm going to say thanks for calling, and you say, yeah, you betcha, okay? Packer Greg, thanks okay. So much for calling in.
Yeah, you betcha.
See? Perfect. That's awesome. Right on cue. All right, Matty Couch is also in the house. We appreciate him popping in.
Too sexy for my love.
Wow.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Really, big baby?
The remix version too. I'm more of a classic.
FPM
got
an eye
pool. Matt just started dancing.
Hey everybody!
Yeah, I'm more of
the original. Yeah, a purist.
Yeah, I'm more of a purist when it comes to I'm Too Sexy. I don't know if you guys have a copy of it. I do.
I'm Too Sexy. The remix is literally the opposite.
No,
I'm not quite sexy enough for the original, but we'll church it up a little bit.
I was gonna say, I have Right Said Fred's Greatest Hits. I don't know if you guys do. And the thing is, it's kind of like the Humpty Dance with Digital Underground. It's really their worst song, but it's the one that gets played over and over again. Right Said Fred has many, many great hits that never made it to the radio here in America, which is sad because they're just an unbelievably well-rounded, talented group of artists. And they're just, you know, pigeonholed with that I'm Too Sexy song.
That's the only song I've ever heard from them. Ever.
I didn't even know that they put out another song.
Me too, actually. I'm totally making that up.
Okay.
Digital Underground, though, I'm totally being serious. The the Humpty Dance is the stupidest song that Digital Underground ever did, and they did some weird songs, but they did literally 15 songs better than the Humpty Dance. But the Humpty Dance is what they're known for, and it always will be. Every time it comes on, I flip it off, and yet I love Digital Underground from back in the day. Guarantee it's the only one in there, but there are a lot of other
songs. You're
correct. That it is. There's a lot of other songs from them that are a lot better. Okay, moving on. Matt, of course, is presented by
Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes, who are also too sexy for this song.
Yes. Matt,
located in the Biblical Creek Shopping Center on Highway 10 in lovely and scenic West Little Rock.
Before we get into the promotional schedule for the Buzz coming up here in the next few days, I do want to touch on something that I'd like to get your thoughts on, and Christina brought this to my attention. We were talking about how cool, at least I thought it was, the new ad for Tiger Woods video game is with Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino. However, Nike is also doing an ad with Tiger Woods right now. It's a print ad, and it says what, Christina?
It says, "Winning fixes everything."
It is somewhat of a controversial phrase for most people, considering the things that Tiger Woods has been involved in over his last several years, I guess. So Darren Rovell did or at least is reporting on a poll that was done and said,
"It's not a true poll, Justin. 191 people."
Can I just read the results?
Go ahead.
The results are these. 80% say it's no big deal. 20% find it offensive that Nike's winning takes care of everything. Tiger Woods world number one victory with the little Nike swoosh next to it. I don't necessarily find it offensive, but I certainly consider it to be a stupid message to be passing along to the public. There's a lot of other ways to phrase that better.
I don't think it's offensive. It's kind of like when it was, I'm not a hero. I am not a role model. I am not a... It's sort of saying that, you know, you didn't love me because my personal beliefs or, you know, we loved him for winning in the first place. We love him again. It's sort of just holding up a mirror to the public.
Christina, are you offended as a woman or as a golfer?
Neither. I'm offended, and I don't even have kids, but if I had kids and I have nieces and nephews...
You want to? Because I can get you a couple.
No, I don't want any. I'm totally fine without them. Thank you. However, if I had them or if I let my nieces and nephews see that, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that Nike put out there winning fixes everything. It's not true. Just because now he's winning, yes, everyone loves it. Golf's back. It's great for the game of golf.
Ask Kobe.
Wait, yeah, exactly. Kobe's another one. It's very true. And like Justin, like you were pointing out to me, is that
Kobe's motto is the barely making the playoffs fixes everything.
Yeah. Well, no, you like you pointed out to me, the American public does love the fact that he is now winning, which everyone loves that he's winning. The Golf Channel loves that he's winning. NBC, CBS, everyone is thrilled to death that he's winning. Nike is thrilled to death that he's winning. But I think by putting out there that if you win everything, all the bad things that you've ever done are erased, I think that's ridiculous. You can't say that.
Okay, I bet inside of 10 minutes, we could come up with 10 better slogans or 10 better lines to put in the box of Tiger Woods returning to number one.
Exactly.
And the first one that popped in my head was, guess who's back?
Yeah, it's not it's anything. You could write anything there about him.
Fine, give me something.
Guess who's back not that witty.
Off the top of my head. Anything. Matt, come on. This is right up your alley.
I just like Ted Au.
Ted Au would be better. Big Baby, what do you think? You got anything?
I always like the hang in there, you know, from the poster with the cat dangling from a tree limb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's
supposed to
be. Right. Motivational.
Motivational. Actually, I think what you said was just 10 times more offensive than anything that Nike's ever done.
No, the little kitten's hanging by his paw, and it says, hang in there.
Right. It's motivational, like a Facebook thing, like, you know, share if you love Jesus. That would fit the Tiger Woods ad.
Or many things. Just, you know, highlight even, like, his fist pump or something like that. Highlight that and, you know.
What's your slogan, though? You need a little slogan on there. A little motto. Phrase.
I don't know, something about like look out Augusta or something like that. I mean,
look out Augusta, that's pretty good.
I mean? I don't know, something like that. Like,
guess who's back? Look out Augusta. Cat hanging from tree by his paw.
Ted Au.
John.
Hey guys.
What's up, John?
I just listened, kind of like to comment on the Tiger deal if I could.
Please do.
You know, Tiger, I didn't like Tiger when he was winning every week. The media, that's all you talk, and they still, he's the media darling. Mm-hmm. And he messed up and did a bad thing, but I watched a man become beaten down, and he had a lot of things taken away from him, and he was beaten, and he's paid a penalty. He's paid the price. I mean, we all sin, and he committed one, but hey, after a while, you're forgiven, and life goes on.
I agree, but I don't believe that it fixes everything that you've done in the past just by winning. That was my point.
Well, it doesn't change the past. I don't know about if you can ever fix, but it doesn't change it.
John, I appreciate where you're coming from, and I agree 1,000%, and I think it's totally unfair to judge them for the rest of their life for things they've done wrong, even when it is in most people's eyes as egregious as something that Tiger Woods did. There but for the grace of God go I, without a doubt. But I'm just saying, like Christina said, I mean, it's the reference to or the assumed or presumed reference to what he's been through. To me, there are a million other things you could have said. And I think, like you said, the whole golf world and much of America in general, golf fan or not, is excited about seeing Tiger Woods climb back to the mountaintop of golf. It's great for everybody, whether you're just a generic sports fan or a fan. It's a good story. If you're just a fan of a good story, it'd be like John Daly after falling off like he has, coming back all the way after losing the weight and been through the addiction issues he's been through and all the different things with the wives and all that kind of stuff, and then coming back and winning a title. I would love for that to happen for him. That is a story that I think absolutely 99.9% of America could get behind, whether they love John Daly or don't.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, I think it's got to be for the right reasons that people have an issue with it. If you don't like it because of the fact that you just don't believe Tiger can ever be absolved of what he's been through, then that's maybe the wrong perspective.
And, you know, there's lots of guys we look out there that, well, maybe he might be a good role model, but when you put him under a microscope, like you get put under it that instant, tell you what, I don't know if there's just a whole lot of them that are just, you know, wear a white robe that we can say are great role models for kids. I don't expect it to be very many.
That's true.
I agree.
Most of our good role models in sports suck at sports. So, Tim Tebow, are you listening?
But can't play.
That's it. John, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Yep, that's it. So
he had a point. My point was the fact that it's not really probably the best slogan that they could have put out there for children.
I agree with you 100%. I think there's no argument there.
Yeah, I don't love it. I just don't find it offensive.
I'm with you, Matt. Yeah. I don't find it offensive. I just think it's relatively stupid and a little bit irresponsible on Nike's part, more so. Jim.
Yeah, I got your slogan. I would have went with winning doesn't fix everything, but it helps.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Winning doesn't suck,
yeah,
but it doesn't fix everything.
Yeah, we've all come up with this, and we're not paying millions of dollars.
I'm just telling you, that's the way to go. I mean, that's the wrong thing to say. But, I mean,
Jim, I'm going to send
now that he's winning, it does help a little bit.
I'm going to send a tersely
worded email. That's actually not
email.
A bad one. Now that he's winning, it does help a little bit.
That's better. That's much better.
Huh. For some people, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. But for most of us, I think it's certainly a huge step in the right direction. And most of us are not looking to Tiger Woods to be a moral compass. We're looking to Tiger Woods to be great at golf, or at least as great as he can be, and he's back to doing that. I am going to send a tersely worded message to Phil Knight, though, and tell him that we can come up with better better slogans than his people can, and he can do it for a lot less money.
I was about to say, we'll charge $1 million less.
At least $1 million less, which means we're still making
$1 million.
$10 million. Jimbo.
What's up?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what I think Nike's slogan for Tiger Woods ought to be?
What's that?
Common sense isn't.
One more time?
Common sense isn't.
Common sense isn't.
Common sense isn't. Not common. Common sense isn't.
Ah. Oh, I got you.
So,
don't be getting deep on me, Jimbo.
Yeah, that's a little too deep for
it.
Nike.
I'm a deep thinker. I can't help
well,
it.
Well, listen, Sensei, I appreciate the call very much. I don't know about the slogan. Anthony in Little Rock.
Hey, guys. The slogan actually came from a quote he made last year of, like, saying, I'm not worried about being number one. I'm just worried about winning. Winning fixes everything. And so they kind of just took the winning fixes everything at the end of it and made the slogan out of a comment he made.
Yeah.
But I like the just, I'm back, you know, kind of MJ style, you know, when he came back. Slogan. I'm not sure if Nike has that copyright or whatever, but that's pretty much what I like, you know, just Tiger's back or I'm back or whatnot. So.
Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Anyways, have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah, you could have done a short little video advertisement on it and played the Eminem song in the background. Guess who's back again? and you could have had Tiger winning his tournament, moving back to number one.
Clearly, so. There's a million things that you could have done. In my opinion, I just don't think that was probably the best thing ever.
Hey, Phil Knight. Call me Phil Knight. I got you. Now, what's going on with the world of the buzz?
Oh, so much. So much. I felt like this last 4 or 5 minutes had the ability to be the greatest bit in the history of this radio station.
I'm sorry, I've got one more here, a late ad from one of our salespeople.
Go on.
Winning is better than sex.
That is awesome.
That is to the point.
See, that is not even offensive. I wouldn't even care if my kids saw that. It would be true.
Very, very good work. That is excellent.
That is awesome.
We have a winner.
Phil Knight, call her.
The contest just came to an end.
It's over.
Tiger Woods wearing a Charlie Sheen t-shirt.
Proving once again that the female sales folks at the Buzz are 10 times smarter than the male sales folks at the Buzz. Winning is better than sex.
Who sent that?
Tiger Woods. We'll call her Marnie Sharp.
Let's call her that.
Okay.
Let's call her that.
Moving on.
Tomorrow, you, Justin Akery, will be joining Trey Schaap and Matt Jones at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs.
Not at the same time, right?
Not at the same time. The zone will be live from 10 to 1 and overtime from 1 to 4. So if you sneak out early, you can get by without seeing Schaap or Matt Jones. But Matt's always lovely.
I'll be joined by the Pigskin Preacher tomorrow, who is there not for the wagering, but for the corned beef.
Right on.
Moving on.
Show No Name is going to be live tomorrow. Frank Fletcher, Chrysler Dodge Jeep for their end of month deal. And then looking ahead next Friday night, you can join Roger Scott at Montego Cafe from 7 to 9 in downtown Little Rock. Also, BuzzBQ 2013, the 9th annual BuzzBQ presented by Double B's. You can register your cook team. You can sign up your business for a vendor space. And you can get details on how to be a judge at this year's BuzzBQ at 1037thebuzz.com. That is up now. So log on for complete details. And again, that's presented by Double B's. And it's going to benefit the local firefighters, North Little Rock Firefighters, Local 35, and Camp Sunshine. Thanks to Gravely Mowers, Razorback Camper Sales, the Wyndham Riverfront North Little Rock, and Benny Keith. The Buzz Golf Tournament, which is going to be on Monday, April 22nd. Registration available now. We still have morning and afternoon shotgun starts available. Teams, your foursome, it's only $200. So that's quite a value for all you golf tournament folks out there. Only $200 to sign up. Registration at 1037thebuzz.com. So log on now and get your team in there. Awkward silence.
What'd you say?
Well, the reason why is because I'm looking at my calendar and you've got that a little bit off. Monday, May 22nd
April
does not
22nd.
Exist.
April
there
22nd.
We go.
April 22nd.
Awesome. See, look at me. I pay attention.
I honestly have not heard a word.
Justin has no idea what you're saying, and he's looking at me like, what's your panic? And I'm
I
like,
love doing this
Monday,
when you guys
May 20th does not exist. Does not exist.
I'm just looking at Matt Travis sending me pictures of cats and trees. You guys are...
Does anyone pay attention to what's going on here?
I've got stacks of paper, and I'm thinking of Tiger Woods slogans. Monday, April 22nd, Rebzimen Golf Course, presented by the Carroll Mortgage Group. So log on again to 1037thebuzz.com, and get your foursome in for only $200. And special thanks to Encore Health, Golden Corral, Corky's, Glazer's Distributors, and Rainwater, Holt and Sexton.
Matt, not Couch, but Big Baby.
Calm down with the kittens.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to play the song Hanging Around when we go into the break.
Okay.
Like that tune. Counting Crows?
I've heard of them.
Hanging Around, this town on the corner?
I've seen them in concert.
I have too, actually.
Who will not be at Riverfest, but they do have a nice little lineup this year.
Bush will
they
be
do.
There.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Very excited to see Bush.
I am excited to see Bush as well. Actually, I saw Bush in college with No Doubt, actually.
Do you remember when Bush was like Bush X?
No.
It used to be.
I'm not arguing. I just don't remember.
I'm just telling you.
We got Bush, and I saw it was Bush, No Doubt, and Goo Goo Dolls.
I love Goo Goo Dolls.
It was a great show. Goo Goo Dolls, well known for all their ballads, yet they're really a hard rocking band,
mm-hmm.
oddly enough. Anyway, moving on. Much like you may not know this, but actually, Right Said Fred is a death.
I was about to say.
Right Said Fred is a death metal band, but they were known simply for "I'm Too Sexy." It's weird.
No one should listen to this show because it's all a lie. Everything. Monday.
That is not true. Not more than 75% of what we say on the show is not true. Anyway, Matt, anything else? Sorry.
That's what we got going on this week at The Buzz. Again, log on to the events calendar, 1037thebuzz.com, and check out everything coming up. In the meantime, I'll be in my office thinking up Tiger Woods slogans and lining out a camera for the Buzz van.
A backup camera?
Absolutely.
Good news, absolutely. My friend. That is good. All right, man. Appreciate you, Matt.
Folks, have a good one.
I'll make an attempt
oh
at it.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone is sending us slogans now, and that Duncan and Conway, that is pretty good.
Duncan and Conway back on top. Tiger's new slogan, no pun intended, LOL. Kev says, winning is better than sex. Who the heck is Marnie sleeping with? Unfortunately for her, Billy. Billy from Philly. Anyway, moving on. The slogan should be, if you have to ask, just don't do it, my dad says. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate you. I can't read yours, Kev, but that's a good one as well.
Kevin is pretty good. Yeah, I agree.
I can't read that either. Joe and Lonok, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry I got caught. That's Tiger's new slogan. Tony and Little Rock, his new slogan should be just a swinging. It fits him in more ways than one. Tiger quote, a little out of context. That statement was lifted from an answer to a question. But that's not the point, Kev. It's just that they used it in an ad. It's not that the slogan was pulled or not pulled. It doesn't matter, but it's just the inappropriate nature of it, perhaps. Or maybe they could have done a little better. All righty, then. What's up, Brad?
Hey, I kind of like how's it swinging? Or, I'm sorry, how's it? I messed it up. Forget it.
We put him on hold for too long. Poor guy.
What's the Toby Keith song, How Do You Like Me Now?
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be all right. Ooh-wee?
Hey, right. Here I am.
Hey, here you are.
How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm afraid I can. I'm really scared what's going to come out of your mouth.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. How about this? You know that all the women like the old cheesy Brad Pitt commercial where he's doing the for the cologne. How about you just have Tiger Woods coming across, they show a little slow-mo of him playing, and then you see Chris Rock in a silhouette like Brad Pitt, and he just says, Tiger, Tiger, Tiger Woods, y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Just Tiger, Tiger, Tiger Woods. I think that would be cool.
Okay. Corndog, you got a slogan?
Yeah, I think he needs to be introduced to our man Sterling and pay him to come on there. I'm ready to roll right now. I mean,
Tiger usually is ready to roll. Did you see the question? I don't know if you saw it, Christina. He was asked by somebody about his personal relationship with Lindsey Vonn and how he started playing better since, you know, they got together, and since he announced that, of course, he won the tournament. He's like, I think you're reading way too much into this. He goes, well, the media will. And he goes, yeah, big surprise. So yeah. It is pretty funny, but nevertheless.
Yeah, it was definitely in poor taste. No matter what they meant, you know, by it or where it was pulled from, it was definitely a little bit too soon breaking that out. So
yeah,
I
they maybe could have pulled that out.
One thing real quick about Packer Greg. And I usually love listening to his insight on some stuff from a northerner, but the whole deal, his analogy of comparing lower tier teams playing each other just doesn't make sense, because they do have a lot to gain by playing each other and getting exposure. U of A, being the number one team in the state, has nothing to gain. I'm not saying I wouldn't like to see the game, but they have nothing to gain and everything to lose by playing any of the in-state teams.
Okay, again, here's my thing. You can't have it both ways, everybody out there, so remember this. Arkansas is the only place I know of where you don't see the in-state school, the big dog, play the smaller schools. Michigan does it, Ohio does it, Iowa does it, everybody else does it. So that's fine if you don't want to do it.
Compared to population, though.
Doesn't matter.
Base.
It's exactly the same. No, it doesn't, Corndog. It's exactly the same as Iowa. And you're talking about big dog and little dog. It's not even close. And I don't care how many times ASU beats Arkansas, they're never going to be an SEC team. So that's one side of the argument, okay? And that's fine if you want to say, you know what, we don't want to do it that way, because and even though everybody else in the entire country does it that way, we don't want to do it that way. That's okay. But then you can't come back and go, I don't want to play games in Little Rock anymore. They need to play all the games on campus. Well, why? Well, because nobody else plays their games off campus. Okay, that's fine, but you can't have both deals, okay? And it's usually the same people that are making the argument that they don't want to play games off campus, they don't want to play games in Little Rock, that are the ones that are saying, well, we couldn't possibly play ASU, even though everybody else does it.
Yeah, we both know why they wanted to move games to campus. That was not because nobody else does it. It was because it's purely money. They make so much more money by playing those games on campus than they do at War Memorial.
I mean, it's not even funny. For sure.
So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Apparently we've been duped. This guy says
Nike wants us to talk about it.
Yeah, Jack says he thinks the Nike guys aren't smart. You've been talking about this for an hour now. Free press, no doubt.
There's no question. Good press, bad press, it's all good. We know that.
Before the ad ever came up, we were talking about Tiger. This just in. If he wins, we're going to be talking about him no matter what.
Yeah, he's good for golf. Even if he doesn't win, let's be honest. Exactly. He's 8 strokes back, and we see him every third hole at worst.
Exactly.
We've got leaders we see less than Tiger Woods. There's no question
about
that.
Yeah, people are like, Grant Snedeker's winning. That's great. Where's Tiger? What's Tiger doing?
Exactly.
I don't care if he's 10 back. I want to see Tiger swing.
Exactly.
Because then the thing is, it's like, if he's 10 strokes back, they want to know how he got there. Why is he 10 strokes back? What's he doing wrong? What are his problems? How's he reacting? Is he yelling at a photographer? Is he throwing his club?
Whether
is he missing
putts?
Whether
you like him or not, he's good for golf,
period. He's the story.
Period. There's nothing. Yeah, it's Tiger Woods, period.
Valentine has it. See, this is the difference between Marnie and Valentine. Valentine goes obvious. Marnie goes very creative. He says you can't spell Woods without Wood.
Oh,
see, that's amateur
hour. So wrong. So
better
wrong.
We'll be back with the Sunbelt Commissioner, Carl Benson, in a moment. Stay with us.